a little bit of everything and do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
It's your theme music now, Dale. John Lovitz is one of my favorite people on the planet. There's just that weird thing.
Again, story after story. Yeah. I mean, just and joke but, after joke.
Yeah, he just told me in the hallway. He goes, "Let's be friends."
What do you say to that?
Is it the
no.
same treatment like always? Because I'm not living
No,
here?
I said right to his face. No. And we parted ways.
No numbers exchanged.
I think we should be friends, he said. And I said, no. He said, that's fine. I've got plenty of friends. I know. I've seen you on TV with them. They pay them. He's fun. Dale Hellestrace here. You ever met John Lovitz before?
I have not.
Now you have.
Seems like a pleasant job.
He's a great guy. What he won't remember you.
But what was the little rat he was had on?
That is his dog, Jerry, and there's no reason to do that. Why do you, why?
His dog, why? Jerry.
Why do you do that? Why?
Why what?
Why?
Is it an emotional support dog?
It's what does that mean? Does he look emotionally unstable?
Yes, he does.
Well, you're right.
It's okay to like your dog, man.
Yeah, Dale. Jeez. People can like their dogs. You know, it's not all about
leave
size.
Leave it in the car, for crying out my loud God. While you're
That's
in
how
there.
You know you've made it, Dale. Yeah. You can take
leave
your dog anywhere
car.
You go.
I'm not. I'm in a Lovitz mood, so it's not about size, Dale. Ask your wife. I did.
I'm surprised Dale knew who he was.
Yeah, I'm surprised you remembered him. The two of them together would be like the worst Jeopardy pairing of all time.
I don't remember.
I don't remember either. Dale's here. Ian is not. He had another throat surgery yesterday.
Botox
shots again, so he's not allowed to talk for a few more days. Which, again, the world rejoices. But he should be back next week. Dale, you beat him in the football picks.
No.
Or he beat you again in the football picks because you picked the Broncos over the Bears.
Yep, dummy.
And he picked the Bears over the Broncos, and that was the one that made the difference.
I appreciate it, though, Dale.
In the full pool, he beat you full every game.
You lost
every game. You lost every game. He won that one, too, by like four games, right, in the full 14.
No, they had the same exact picks except for those three.
Those two.
And our four picks.
Yeah.
Our five picks, whatever. So I don't even know what. We'll just do the full fill out again. We'll have them both fill out and give him more of a chance, at least. You can fill out some more stuff.
Are
you really the black cat of the Pittsburgh Steelers?
I am not the black cat. I am the...
You show up.
I'm the archangel. I was there for the first day of Mason Rudolph's new era. I got to see
the
beginning.
Yeah, you'll always have that.
I'll always have. I was there for the beginning of the Mason Rudolph era.
Which is great for a decade.
Hey, think of all the people that watched Drew Bledsoe get sacked, and everybody's like, well, this team's done.
Rudolph has a 14-game career ahead of him, maybe.
Oh, wow. Come on.
Maybe.
Why do you say that?
No, they'll go get somebody this offseason.
No. They're counting on him.
I'm thinking 6-10.
He's a decent. Oh, that would be wow. 7-8 wins would be huge.
You've seen how he picks games.
I know.
And
I'm thrilled.
So this is perfect.
So 10-6 playoff run, and this kid's maybe the rookie of the year and second of year.
This is going to be great, John.
They drafted him last year early, knowing that he'd be a first round pick this year had he stayed in school one more year.
They did too. Shut up.
They did too, Dale. Some research on the sport you play.
They were expecting Ben for the next 3 years.
Yes, and that's why they drafted him. Like, we can get him early. It's a year earlier.
They did
than
get
he
rid of Dobbs. That
they
makes
got rid
sense.
Of Dobbs. And they said last year, I follow this team. I read everything.
Did
they
you
said,
cry when you saw
no.
Ben grab his
you know what
elbow?
Was weird about that?
Did you see it?
Do you remember when Michael Irvin got hurt in Philadelphia?
Yeah.
And everybody was like, ooh, this is bad. But everybody's like, it's been a great run. There wasn't a whole lot of, God, he's got to come back. There was this moment of kind of like, well, this was inevitable.
See, when it happened to Michael Irvin, though, it was in Philly.
Yeah, that was
and
horrible.
They all cheered.
They cheered it.
Yes.
Which was an awful thing. And then it turned out to be a neck injury. But Cowboy fans were all like, well, it's that moment where you just clap for somebody who's given you so much and you realize you don't need to come back. It's okay.
Right.
And so that's...
That's what you're saying
it
about
that
Ben?
Vibe I think,
well, if he comes back, it would be fantastic. But he doesn't have to. It's that moment where you realize that 16 years as a
Unless
starting
Unless Mason Rudolph sucks.
Well, if he sucks, you're hoping he... Look, I'm hoping he does come back. But if Mason Rudolph's no good or just doesn't show any signs of promise, you're like, God, we need Ben. Now it's this desperation thing. But even if he decided to retire, I think it's that tip your cap moment. Like, you don't have to do anything more here. You've done plenty. So I think that was the prevailing feeling in the stadium while I was there was like, well, we were going to have to move on anyway.
Now, how was your trip?
Great.
Good seats?
Great seats.
Good hotel?
Great hotel.
You and Dick stay in the same hotel?
Yep, me and Dick, we rolled around on top of each other in a small cot.
Because you told me about some trip where Eric or somebody.
Yeah, we went to Pittsburgh. Well, that's right. We went to Pittsburgh in 2006, and the boys decided we would book a Red Roof Inn, and I couldn't take it because of the bed bugs, so we left.
It was a different time, Dave.
It was a time when you could harass women. Yeah. It was the only thing different. It was so different that bed bugs didn't hurt as much, and women were fair game.
I understand now.
Yeah, you get it now. We grew him out of the Red Roof Inn. It was an awful experience, and I said, I'm not staying here another minute. You guys are dicks. I don't care if you sleep on the streets. I'm not staying here.
I was Jeremy.
Yeah. Big. Jeremy's even in better shape than Eric was.
Really?
Yeah. We helped Eric move once. Brady left. Brady, the kindest man, we picked up his mattress and everything inside the mattress fell to the other side of the mattress. And we're touching hands with what used to be a mattress in between them. And Brady goes, well, I'm out. And literally, I just drugged this sack.
Puked on that thing like two or three times.
He had pneumonia. So we're in this hillbilly hell.
Disgusting.
He's laying in the middle of the open courtyard of this apartment complex. Brady and I are holding this God knows what sack of feathers. While he's going... And then Brady goes, well, that's it for me. I'm done. Because he didn't want pneumonia.
Look at the time.
I'm not touching the time. Any more of this guy's stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're highfalutin.
It was a tough time for Eric.
I would have thought you'd have hired somebody for him.
Well, I thought I'd be a nice guy and help him move what I thought was furniture, but it turns out to just be,
gelatinous mattresses. Yeah,
disgusting.
Gelatinous.
Disgusting.
I like that.
Semen receptacles that he kept around the house.
No, puke and semen.
All right. Thank you.
Wow.
Let's clear it up.
That was a mixture.
Let's absolutely make sure we've got the
alcohol.
Details. That's right. That's right. We can't say anything.
We can't.
All right, but Dale is on the precipice of greatness.
Are you still coming in on Thursday?
I'm still coming in on Thursday.
How are you going to manage this?
Because
you're done before?
Yes.
I gotcha. All right, so he'll have time.
I can make it here.
You can make it here by 9:30.
Yes.
Fantastic. Well, we won't miss you at all if you go on. No, I mean the show. That
you can go if you
show
want.
It's like Ben. We knew this day would come, so... It's okay.
You don't have to like me, but I love you.
Do you have attachment issues? I mean, you don't want to get like your wife. If something happened to your wife, you can go up at night, wouldn't you?
If her arm goes, she's out.
It was a good run.
It was a nice run. We had a nice time together. But if the arm goes,
no need to ride out the contract.
There's no reason to. Let's just say it on the air now. This is over.
Wouldn't all guys do that kind of? I mean, you'd do it about your wife too, wouldn't you?
Right. If her arm went wonky.
Yeah, it was a good run.
She couldn't throw anymore.
Come on.
You can't teach her.
Not with her. No,
appendectomy?
That's not what it's called.
Wow.
I think that's something you have with your appendix goes bad.
Appendectomy?
I think you have an appendectomous. No, you don't want her to throw with her left hand.
You don't?
No. She's right hand. She's right handed.
It feel like a different girl.
Yeah, no. It feel like a mentally retarded girl.
It will be after he dumps her.
Yeah, it will be. It would be. Actually, why feel like a different girl when I could have an actual different girl? It works out great, Dale. You'll see. The thing about Ben was weird because it was like the whole crowd kind of shrugged their shoulders and knew. And if Mason Rudolph, and you don't follow or pay attention to football enough.
Apparently.
But they did draft him with the idea of he's the heir apparent. And in 3 or 4 years, we should have him all groomed up and ready to go. This is early.
What was he, second
round?
He
did pretty well in
that
game.
He was an early third. They traded up to go early third because he looked great, actually. Yeah. I was surprised at how poised he was. And if it wasn't for Dante Moncrief and his... slippery butterfingers, he wouldn't be a problem.
Awful.
That guy is awful. He's not going to be playing. But you've been through that where a quarterback goes down and you made friends with Jason Garrett and you didn't abandon him when he sucked.
Yeah, but that was for three games.
So you
two games.
But you didn't have a plan to replace Troy.
No.
Because he was young and he stayed young.
Remember, he had Babe Laufenberg.
Yeah.
Babe Laufenberg.
He announces for
the
them.
That's
a name. You know what? He was a backup for about 5 years and then. Until Troy got hurt the last two games in 1990, where we legitimately, for some reason, had a chance to make the playoffs. If we won our last two games, Troy gets hurt. Babe Laufenberg comes in. I think he had a what are we?
It's a word.
You'll find out.
It's a word. Ladies and gentlemen, the password is.
His two-game total for
consecutive.
QBR was like
consecutive.
12.
Oh, is that right?
Horrible.
It was that bad? I don't
but
remember.
But if Troy didn't get hurt, Babe would have been the backup the next year.
Yeah. So it was a good thing you saw him on the field so you could get rid of that dead weight.
Well, it depends on what perspective. From his perspective, it sucked because he'd have gotten another year in the NFL.
Right. But he was an anchor in the show.
Yes, gone.
Yeah. He had a good run.
So if Mason comes out and lights it up, great.
Man, that's the danger.
I'm cheering for him.
Me too. I think he's going to be all right. But the danger is if he does well, just from a sports fan perspective, the drama that will ensue, because Ben is not an easy bird. So if he comes back healthy next year and Mason has a really decent season, you've got this problem now where you can't play Mason Rudolph when you've got a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Well, he would have to be pretty good.
Well, that's what happened.
If he's just 500.
It's what happened with Terry Bradshaw and Mark Malone. Had Mark Malone not gotten hurt, Mark Malone was a high prospect, first round pick out of ASU, and he shows up and Terry's dinged up and whatever. Terry's like, I'm playing. And the coaches are like, Four Rings says he's playing.
But I'm looking at it saying, if Mason Rudolph is what you're hoping he is, if you can bench Eli Manning, you can bench Ben Roethlisberger.
Eli isn't what Ben is.
Why are you making us talk Steelers all morning?
Exactly.
What the hell?
But he's talking football. I like this.
This isn't football. It's just Steelers.
I'm teaching Dale.
It's all
football.
Steelers.
You're saying that Eli Manning's not Ben Roethlisberger?
I don't think so. He's close.
I'm not comparing talent. I'm saying to the team.
The scenario.
If you can bench Eli Manning for a rookie,
no.
Then you can do something to Ben Roethlisberger for a second year.
The Giants are so poorly run that they've made Eli Manning look so bad, and it's not his fault.
I wouldn't.
I don't think so.
Not what he used to
his
be.
His skills are not what they were.
Yeah.
But they have not helped him out for the last 3 years at all. OBJ and Saquon Barkley and no offensive line is not going to make a quarterback's day easy because they double-teamed one guy. They didn't give him any help. So Eli, Eli's borderline Hall of Famer. Ben's a Hall of Famer.
Right. Yeah, but they're both far enough into their career, and if they're damaged goods, then you got to go with the young guys.
Absolutely.
Talk 2 years ago about
Ben.
But
Eli's not damaged goods.
Well, he did that. He was going to retire.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. He said, I think I might not play anymore. But I think the media ran with him saying retirement's around the corner and made it like he's quitting. And he said, maybe I will retire. Because I think every football player thinks that in the offseason, don't they? Towards the end?
I don't think the stars do.
Yeah. They contemplate, do I need to keep doing this? Right. I'm loaded.
Because the end of the day, it's the games are not what you're worried about.
Right.
It's the preparation in the off season. Do you want to do that grind?
Yeah. Do I want to get back in this
and go training camp again and do all that stuff? Do I want to go through that process to play in the games? That's what will wear you out.
The blender before is miserable. Yes. The drink's fine. I want to bring up all your stuff. I can't do it. I can't talk about any of it.
Are you excited at least?
I am excited.
You're excited?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm very excited.
Paid gig. Oh man, what's that like? I wonder for Dale.
Living
since the Cowboys, right?
So hence I can really now get fired.
Yeah, you can.
You can't get fired from
you were so controversial
Oh, that's true. That's true. Yeah. So you're going to step out on that
let
limb
go?
Now?
Am I let go? What happens when you're not getting paid?
What do you think of the Cardinals? What is this Kyler Murray thing?
You know what? I think it's interesting. Yeah. Again, they've been competitive. Yeah. I think most people thought they were going to go to Baltimore and probably get run out of the gym.
I'm not sold on the Ravens.
Yeah, but you're definitely not sold on the Cardinals.
No.
And going on the road, and I think most people thought that they'd get run out of the gym.
Yeah.
And I thought they acquitted themselves pretty good.
I didn't watch it, but the stats and the highlights, I'm like, Cardinals were in this thing.
I think that everybody continues to talk about Kyler Murray and him growing with each week. I think it's also Cliff Kingsbury, who's growing.
And kind of has to know how to
coach. You're saying maybe maybe it does have some potential to grow. At least it's going in the right direction.
Explain to me, because you do this, what the hell is going on with the Mountain Point coach?
Ooh.
And what in the world? Because I saw Brad Sesmet on TV last night. All these guys that have spent their career, like McCabe and Sesmet, all these guys who watch high school football for a career that no one knows, they're all over TV last night screaming and yelling, this is the worst thing that's ever happened to high school football. I don't understand any reason for, other than the guy got passed up and then he tried to, but he stayed at Mountain Point. And he tried to ruin the guys who were there on both basketball and football?
He was a head girls basketball coach.
Right.
He was a coach of the year. He wanted to just coach freshmen. And I thought, okay, maybe you have a vendetta against one guy.
Right.
But then that guy left, and he did to the next guy.
Yeah, Walter Payton.
Yes, Walter Payton. Now, again, I always try to look at it from the other side. If I'm a coach at Pinnacle or Chandler, where some of the schools that supposedly got the emails – I would think it's completely bogus.
Yeah, somebody's trying to fool you.
Right. I'm thinking, they want us to spend time on this.
Walter Payton is telling me their signals.
Right.
We're being lied to.
Right. But evidently it was the real stuff.
But somebody had to know that. Someone on the other end of that had to know, no, guys, this is legit. Because nobody's taking that seriously. And they're not going to do it during the game. I'll just hang on to this just in case. Oh, no, this is real.
There's a team up in Nevada that Mountain Point went and played. The coach came to the head coach at Mountain Point with the stuff
and said,
we got this stuff. I don't know if it's real or not.
Oh,
we didn't really look at it. And that's what opened up
Pandora's
box.
What is the motivation in high school sports?
I don't know.
Yeah, like you coach high school sports. Yes, there's no money. There's no women. And there's no cocaine. Well, maybe.
It blows my mind. The guy is a successful girls basketball coach. Yeah.
What does that mean? Well, what is that phrase?
I know exactly what it is. It's kind of like a guy who wants out of a relationship, so he cheats on her.
Yeah. Out loud.
Yeah, so he's just like, I'm a girls' basketball coach.
Yeah, I
have to get out of this.
But the phrase, I would just quit.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but he can't quit.
If you're unhappy, just quit. You're coach of the year 2 years ago.
For girls' basketball.
Right.
Who cares? That's a trophy you put in the closet.
I bet he was listening to our show and you going on about girls' basketball.
Very possibly.
And he's
an embarrassment to all men.
Are you making fun of girls' basketball?
I am making grand fun.
Did you ever come watch my daughters play?
Why would I do such a terribly stupid thing?
Because we're friends.
No, we're not. Sorry, it's on the same
thing. Oh, jeez.
I don't want to be. I would go to your daughter's basketball games because you asked me, not because I want to watch them.
Would you act like you enjoyed it?
I would quietly keep my comments quiet.
Would you laugh if they really screwed up and fell down?
I would laugh at everyone who fell down, and I would be laughing most of the game. Because women fall down during basketball constantly.
My daughters didn't.
Gravity works double in women's basketball. I'm convinced Newton would come back and go, "What's this then?" He would look at the ground like, "Why do they keep falling?" Girls' basketball is for the parents.
What?
It is. It is. No one without a tie to it has
an interest.
You
know what's for parents?
What's that?
Soccer.
I don't disagree with that.
I drove by the fields up at by TPC there. I don't know if you've seen those soccer fields. I drove by there Sunday, mid-morning.
You just did a commercial. Sunday.
Sunday, mid-morning. Every field was packed.
Yeah.
It's good exercise.
Parking lots was packed, and parents. I would rather have my eyes gouged out than watch little kids.
Well, that's
WNBA for me. No. And also children's soccer.
Yeah, when my daughter was in it, all I was thinking while she's running back and forth is, oh, she's going to be real tired tonight.
Yeah, this is great. We've worn her out. I've done nothing. I've been asked to do nothing.
It's like walking a dog.
Yeah, nothing has been asked of me. No, not. It's less than that. You just have to get them there.
Don't have to do anything. I just sit there and watch.
It's that dog you saw this morning. You put it in a place and it walks itself. It's great.
It was great.
He watched
the dog
cross the road today. And it was fascinating.
Like stopped at the stoplight.
Followed the light.
Watched the light. Went through the cross.
Really?
Yeah. They trained.
It was a chihuahua just on his own.
It's a seeing eye chihuahua. But he lost his blind guy.
Crazy.
And they know the signs. You ever see a seeing eye dog step in front of a blind person at a streetlight? Like, not yet.
Do you think this dog was
really?
I don't. I think he's just street smart.
See, Dale, dogs can be good.
He had a knife. He stabbed Eric twice.
I don't hate dogs. I just don't.
Yeah,
like dogs.
And I don't know why you have to bash them just because they're little. That says more about you.
Why do you bash girls? That says
more about
you.
That's a terrible product.
That says more about you than me.
Why do you
terrible
bash
product. Soccer?
Because that is
a terrible product.
Come on.
John likes girls. He just didn't like
I like women.
Sport.
I just don't like watching them play basketball. It's an atrocious affront to my sight.
Did your daughters make a living out of this?
No,
they didn't. There's no living to be made. It's a terrible.
What are you bragging
don't
about?
Don't say it, Dale. You have to be Brittany Griner and you make $90,000
at WNBA, but you go overseas and make a lot more money.
Go to Russia. That sounds fun.
Did they at least
you went to Pittsburgh.
That's not Russia.
It's close.
There's freedom.
It's a lot closer than Arizona.
Did they at least get a scholarship out of it?
It is closer. Well, maybe not. I don't know. It might not be. It might be about
which way would you go? Would you go east or west to get to Russia, John?
Where am I going in Russia?
Russia. Does it matter?
It's 14 time zones. You have to pick a spot to land.
That's okay. You're going
west.
I'd go to Moscow, so I'd go east.
Don't say it like that.
To go to Moscow, you'd have to go halfway around the world. Going east, you go to New York, and Moscow is like it's not that far from Europe.
Don't act like you know.
Seems like west would be
just
faster.
A hop, skip,
I guess you're right about Moscow.
Moscow's on the eastern
end. Russia's so close to Alaska.
Literally,
and
you can know it by this, Dale. It's about 9 time zones to Moscow, and it's 14 the other way.
You're just pulling that out of your
look at the globe.
Little spinally rear end.
Look, flat earther. It's easy to solve this mystery, Scooby.
Jesus, you guys are fighting all morning.
Yeah. I think he misses Ian. I'll take his place. So your Cowboys, you're pretty happy with them.
Wouldn't you be?
No.
Why?
Because I can't stand looking at that little Ewok face.
Dak Prescott
of Ezekiel Elliott. Shave your beard.
What?
Clean yourself up.
Yeah, that half a shirt and it's
awful.
Hair.
He's just an arrogant, awful
dude.
He's too hard to look at. He's too hard to look at. He makes you hate him just on sight.
Cam Newton's worse.
Cam Newton is worse because he dresses like Katherine Hepburn now, and I don't know what's going
Zeke
on.
Zeke is close.
But what would you have done if Troy Aikman showed up in a woman's scarf?
Oh, he would have been hammered.
Of course he would.
He would have been.
Yeah, capri pants and then he looks like he's looking for.
Yeah, what is that thing over the head?
I don't know. He looks like a woman bird watcher from the 40s.
Kyler Murray's at least got a cool style about him.
Yeah. A lot of midgets look cool.
Yeah.
Can I just point one thing out? I mean, for this goofball to be talking about style of any sort is absolutely.
But I'll stand up for Eric and say that's how bad it is. And if Eric even sees it and says it's bad, it must be awful.
It's pretty bad.
All right, we're going to do commercials. Dale, stay put. The Dale Hellestray. And the picks will be up, and we'll see if you can finally beat Ian. You have beaten
I feel
nuts.
This is the week.
Well, good luck. He's in a hospital bed picking football games. It's terrible.
Pick the Redskins, please.
I never see his picks.
I'll print them out.
Okay. Whoa, you can't see him beforehand.
You don't work here anymore.
After, but I never see him, we'll and I think you guys manipulate the system.
We'll photograph them and send them to you. That'll work.
Brady?
You went step by step. Last week.
We only picked four games, though, and then they manipulate the system because, you know, I forget. You said, it's that one game. I'm sitting there on Sunday going, I wonder what that one game
is. The Bears-Broncos.
But I forgot.
We mentioned it on the air that was the game that would matter.
He'll be right. Just focus on your new thing.
Focus on soccer.
Get you some Adderall. Dale Hellestray from God knows where, parts unknown. We'll find
Sanderson
out.
Ford.
Sanderson Ford, yeah. I'm excited about the rest of the other stuff. I can't mention Dale.
Do they know that?
New world.
Sanderson Ford?
Oh, yeah.
That you're moving to the other stuff?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yes,
easy.
Wow.
Big dick.
All right, before it gets worse, Dale's here. We do the entertainment drill next.
A little bit of everything. I do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
We're almost out of here. That's about it for us on a Thursday. Dale Hellestray is still here. I'll get you.
I know when John Lovitz was sitting here, his microphone was on immediately.
He was on
immediately.
He was on that mic, swung over. This was poked back. This one is I have to reach and hit a button I never hit to turn yours on. Okay. Because I don't want to.
Me, John Lovitz, flip a coin. We're about the same. Except for I don't have some little ratty dog.
You also don't have any of the stories or history or success.
All day, huh?
Yeah.
All day you're going to be doing that.
That's it. You can't help it. He does that to you. You can't help it.
So Ian and I were tied 1-1?
No. It's 2-0 Ian. You'll get there. Man. The math is getting a little heavy for him. We've got two numbers.
He's working it.
It's time for Brady to entertain us all. It's called the Entertainment Drill. Brought to you by my friends at ReactDefense.com, helping us out with KUP deployment, and that's pretty awesome. They've got their place up there in Phoenix, which is just off the 101 in Cave Creek and Rose Garden. If you wanted to drop off anything for the KUP deployment, that would be great. They're also in Glendale and Chandler, so I thank them in advance for that. Not only are they good people local, they try to keep an eye on what's going on around them. They've been around for a long time for a reason. You see a lot of fly-by-night places preaching health and fitness and self-defense and all that, and they're gone. Not this place. 20-plus years now in the Valley and 3 different locations, and they're doing it right. I'm going with Kevin hopefully Saturday to train with Kevin on Saturday as Kevin Ray is going to try to advance to another thing. So he's going to
are you guys going to fight?
Not fight. We'll spar and probably train together, yeah.
Just you two and an instructor?
No, it'll be a class. He's going through a class to move forward. And Kevin, this happens when people are friends. He asked me to actually be part of it.
So you're going to be with the unwashed.
No, I'll just be with Kevin. So he's washed, right?
He is.
The unwashed will be
I mean, I think he shaves his body. I think he's
very washed.
He's
incredibly slippery.
More washed than you.
Yeah, no doubt. But there'll be a lot of unwashed there. Yeah. But, it'll be great. If you want to go down there, again, people always say, I'm not in enough shape or whatever. I've been doing the elite fitness training, which is just an absolutely unbelievable cardio and fitness buildup that gets you all ready for the self-defense program the Tactical Black has. And it's amazing. It dovetails together beautifully. The system is unreal. Challenge yourself. I've been challenging myself. Last Tuesday was the biggest challenge I've had in a long time in a gym, and it was a blast. So you can run on the treadmill and do whatever. I'm telling you right now, you get a little excitement, energy, and a challenge out of this. Go there, reactdefense.com. It's the home of Tactical Black. Brady Entertainment.
Megan Fox says she had a genuine psychological breakdown around 2009.
And this is great because essentially she says, I was just too sexy.
being centralized in her work, and it led to her being torn apart by trolls.
It broke her down. Her sexiness was just too much for her to handle.
Yep.
And she had to take
shit. Read some of those stories of what the producers and stuff were doing to these chicks?
Oh, like, my God.
Lining them up. Everybody take their clothes off.
Well, she said
you need to lose more weight.
She said she was trying to say before the Me Too movement, she was trying to say, hey, this weird stuff's happening to me. And everybody was like, you're too sexy. Of course it's happening to you. And nobody took her seriously because she had been sexualized. She had allowed herself to be sexualized so much that when somebody said, or when she finally said, I'm a little uncomfortable with you doing that, she's like, oh, come on. This is what you are.
You think about the power of those people, though, because all right, you're going to get a part that could change your life.
Yeah.
So they can do that crap to you.
Oh, I mean, that's the way it's worked forever. They held all the cards over beautiful women. Ugly, fat, weird dudes.
Harvey Weinstein.
Held all the puppet strings over the most beautiful women in the world.
But you held the strings over Eric. You made him eat a toilet ring thing.
Imagine what I would have done to a woman.
Yeah. Oh, there was a
hot. Were you too sexy?
There was a hot chick in here. How long did that last?
Yeah, 2 weeks. Couldn't tolerate her voice or her thoughts or anything she had to say or general presence. It's like watching girls basketball. Listen to one talk.
In porn news, we heard Jessica James was found dead at her home in California. She was only 43.
Wow.
They're still saying that no cause of death, but she did have a history of seizures.
Yeah, Brady, you don't watch porn. Saying only 43 about a porn actress is like, she's like 80
years
in dog
removed.
Years. she's
Brady, I'm like you because I just missed it. I did an event with her like 10 years ago.
You almost killed her.
Yeah.
Or something.
I almost saw her die.
What event did you do with her?
It was a strip club, right?
Yeah, it was a strip club event. KUPD.
Like you weren't involved with her.
Sexually.
I would have.
Would you take tickets? Or yeah. Did you sign autographs?
No, she signed autographs at the strip club.
What, were you the bouncer?
KUPD was promoting it.
Oh. He was just out there saying, hey, come meet.
Yeah, come
Jessica
hang out
James.
With me and Jessica James.
Wow. She was a very pretty lady.
Yeah.
He was eating urinal cookies.
Yeah, he was taking any money he could. He was spitting on dudes' fists.
Hey, how much you paying? How much you paying?
Exactly.
Whatever that means.
It was a different time.
The
I'll
other
show
porn
you.
Star, Bridget the Midget. Was arrested yesterday for stabbing her boyfriend in the leg.
Well, a torso shot is what she called it.
You like midget porn, Dale? You into midget porn at all?
I didn't even know that.
I was actually, honestly, you know what, Dale? I would like to see that.
Yeah. You with a midget?
You with a midget.
Yeah. With Bridget the Midget?
It would be very interesting.
$500?
Okay. Yeah. That's a deal.
Wow, that's cheap.
That's nothing. Let me get on that. I'll Venmo that right now.
We could sell that video and make tons of, well, more than $500.
We'll make a lot of money, but a lot of curious eyes will hit it.
HBO viewers were asked to vote and pick their favorite HBO character of all time.
Tony Soprano.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Swearingen from
other people that got a lot of votes.
Oh, yeah, from Deadwood.
Omar Little.
From The Wire.
Yeah.
Omar is a close one to, I haven't seen all of The Wire, but what I've seen is just magnificent television. I just need to sit through the rest of it.
Jon Snow.
Tyrion Lannister.
Tyrion's better than Jon as a character.
That's true.
I'd say Tyrion.
He did come in ahead of Jon Snow. Arya Stark was next, and then Jon Snow.
I don't know. There's better. The bad guys were better.
Yeah, I think the side action on that show was better than Arya.
Littlefinger.
The White Walkers.
Larry David got some votes.
Yeah, I was going to say, as far as comedy goes, nobody's better than that.
The only guy I heard of that you guys talked about was Sperano.
Soprano.
Jeez. Soprano.
Jesus Christ.
Maybe you should turn his mic off.
You know what, Dale? I think it's time you took off. I think we're all done here. Did you watch your show, Dale? You know what we're talking about at all?
No.
Dale's just out of his mind.
When you played James Gandhi, I loved it.
Yeah, James Gandhi was Tony Sperano. Guy who couldn't look at the lights.
According to new research by South China University of Technology, these are the five most dangerous songs to drive to.
Oh, wow.
Number one, American Idiot, Green Day.
It's got a fast beat. I guess you'd speed up. John's face.
Number
John Gordon
two,
just crunched
Party
up.
Party in the USA, Miley Cyrus.
Wow.
Can't help but sing along to that
one. That is true.
Number three, Mr. Brightside, The Killers.
This is China saying this?
Yeah.
Don't they have music?
Number four, Don't Let Me Down, The Chainsmokers. Number five, Born to Run, Bruce Springsteen.
That one does build to a thing where you'll be going 85.
Basically, they're saying like 120 beats per minute or higher are more likely to make you drive faster.
If that's the case, then wouldn't like Lamb of God and Slayer win this?
Yeah, but this is...
yeah, but it has to be listenable music.
This is the University of South China.
Come on.
Man.
You think China's
really
test? You
John?
Think Chinese people... Yeah, I'm not going to lie about that. You know
Slayer?
That.
Slayer's got some good stuff. Stop. What are you talking about?
It's okay. You're not necessarily going 150 miles an hour. You're kind of like, I just wish that guy would shut up. The music's good, but please, the singing.
David Lee Roth basically took... is taking credit for everything in Van Halen. He said in an interview the other day, as far as... he goes, he wasn't just the music behind Van Halen. I designed the backgrounds of the stage. I came up with the album covers. I thought of the stripes on the guitar.
He was the energy of the band when
he
was in it.
I'm the one who said, call it Van Halen.
Yeah, he was the guy who made that thing tick and brought them to the level they were at. Without him, he was
and the face.
Arguably, maybe the greatest front man of late 70s, early 80s rock. I mean, he changed everything.
Harder for people to hear,
but after
a person to say that about them,
yeah. Oh, you don't want to hear somebody say that, but it's the same thing we're talking about. J-Lo taking pictures of her own ass going, it's still hot. Like, we'll be, you can't say it.
Oh, she can.
You don't want people taking pictures of themselves going, I'm hot. Someone else doing it, it's like, she's hot. That's okay. There's just that weird line. If you did it, people would laugh. It would be a great joke. Mm-hmm. You should do some selfies of you.
You're talking about lines, you,
yeah. I know where they are.
Have you ever seen a line?
I know where they are.
That you didn't want to cross.
Well, I'll cross them, but I know where they are. There's a line. Come here. You and that midget is a line, but I'd cross it.
Just for fun.
Just for that hilarious World Star Hip Hop video that would go out. We're all done. Dale will talk about his big thing. Well, when can we talk about
next week.
Next week?
Well, yeah, but you'll already.
Yeah, but we can talk about it.
I'll bring it up tomorrow. I'm just going to get announced.
Are you going to give him some promotion?
I'll give you some promotion. I'll give you a little.
He's competing.
No, he's not. The best thing we can do is tell people to listen to it. They'll never leave us.
Hey, you took us to an unprecedented one
the
hole.
That's right. Way to run with the baton.
And Ian said we're going to do our podcast next week.
Oh, he's going to get your podcast together. Finally. Well, good luck with all that
stuff. Oh, you should be honored.
And thanks to Sanderson Ford for
having me. That's right. Always. Sanderson Ford's always sponsored Dale. He's the second largest thing in their lot.
I got the I got the answer key right here.
You got all of them.
Yeah, he picked the Bears.
Okay. You're done. That team's going to lose. All right. Well, there you go. Thank you, Dale, and thank you, Sanderson Ford, for bringing us, Dale. And that's it. We're all done. You guys have yourselves a great Thursday, and we'll see you right here in the Morning Sickness tomorrow. So long.